There was a way out at the other end of the pit, and when he got back to the house, his grandmother and Sister Lou were just coming in from feeding the hens. "What have you been doing?" his grandmother asked.
"Well, I fell and bumped my head." "Poor old Barney," said Lou, and laughed.
"But it was all right," Barney went on, "because I met Stig."
"Who's Stig?"
"A sort of boy. He wears rabbit skins and lives in a cave. He gets his water through a vacuum cleaner and puts chalk in his bath. He's my friend."
"Good gracious," exclaimed his grandmother. "What funny friends you have, dear."
"He means he's been playing cavemen," Lou exclaimed helpfully. "Stig's just a pretend friend, isn't he, Barney?"
"No, he's really true."
"Of course he's true," his grandmother smiled. "Now, Lou, don't tease."
That night, Barney kept the flint under his pillow and thought of Stig out there in the pit, sleeping on his bed of bracken and old newspapers. He wished he lived all the time at Granny's house, so that he could get to know Stig. He had to go back the day after tomorrow. Never mind, he'd visit Stig in the morning. It was a fine autumn morning, and Barney pushed his breakfast down as fast as he could manage. "What do you want to do today?" his grandmother asked. "I have to go into Sevenoaks. Do you want to come?"
"No, thank you, Granny," he said. "I just want to mess about with Stig."
"Oh, I see," Granny smiled. "Well, Mrs. Pratt will be here all the morning, so if you like, you can stay with her. And with Stig, of course." Lou said she'd like to go into the town. Barney's feet made dark prints in the dew as he headed across the lawn. Then he stopped. Suppose he didn't find Stig after all. The sun was bright. A robin puffed its breast on a rose tree and squeaked at him. Barney suddenly wasn't sure that he believed in Stig himself. It wasn't a Stiggish day like yesterday when he'd fallen down the pit. That was real enough. He'd fallen and bumped his head. And then what? Funny things did happen when you bumped your head. Perhaps you only saw Stig when you fell and bumped your head. He didn't want to go to the chalk pit and find nothing. He stood with his hands in his pockets in the middle of the lawn, his fingers playing with something hard in the left-hand pocket of his jeans. He pulled out the thing he had in his hand. Of course, the flint! He'd seen Stig make it. There was no mistake about that. Of course Stig was real. He set off again at a run, climbed the fence into the paddock, and waded through the long, wet grass the other side. In the middle of the paddock, he found himself stopping again. He'd seen pictures of chipped flints in books and real ones in museums. They were made thousands of years ago by rough people who weren't alive any longer. People found them and put them in cases with notices on them. Suppose he hadn't imagined Stig. Was he the sort of person who liked people coming to play? Well, he told himself, all he really wanted to do was look at the place where he'd fallen over yesterday, have another look at the dump. There was that bicycle anyway. Feeling bolder, he went on to the edge of the pit, making sure this time that he kept near a big tree that seemed to be well anchored to the side, and peeped over. He could see the patch of raw earth and white chalk where the ground had given way under him, the dangling creepers lower down, and a scatter of broken chalk at the bottom. He craned over to see the hole he'd made in the roof of the den. There was no hole, not a sign of a hole, of a roof, of a den, of a Stig. He listened. A blackbird was making a noise much too big for itself. But apart from that, the pit was silent and empty. Barney walked away, thinking hard. He remembered crashing through a sort of roof and leaving a big gaping hole, and yet there wasn't a hole. Suddenly the answer came to him like getting a sum right. If there wasn't a hole, it was because somebody had mended it. Stig wasn't the sort of person to leave a large hole in his roof for long, not his friend Stig. All at once, everything fitted together. Yesterday's adventure on that Stiggish sort of afternoon, the bump on his head.